Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how grateful I am you chose to be with us on this beautiful, beautiful July. Gosh, here we are already. July 8th. My gosh. That's when this is being recorded. Very grateful that you chose to be with us as we take a look at, we're going to look at the teacher. We're going to look at a couple of things, and I hope that you find it helpful as I get all sorts of interesting email from those of you who listen. I want to thank you for your kind response. I want to thank you for your challenging questions. I want to remind you that this radio program, as well as our TV program and all the things you see on the Aspire website, are available to you because of the generosity of my sponsors. These sponsors make quarterly and monthly donations that make the difference for you to be able to hear these programs and to watch them on our website at aspire.org. So I hope that if you find anything here interesting, if you find that you'd like to see it continue and see the value of it in humankind, I hope to goodness you will become a sponsor. We need you. These summer months are just killer, and I hope that you will be able to become a sponsor. And for your sponsorship, you get a lot of lovely gifts. You really do. One of them is the message of the month, which I send out each and every month, and you can download it from the website even if you like. Also, access to my podcast, videocast, commentaries that I do twice a month, and 122 discourses I've done over the years for my TV programs. They're all there for you for free as my gift, my way of thanking you for your lovely and kind support. Please become a sponsor. The way to do it is come to the website at aspire.org. Go take a look at the menu there, and it says support. Just click on it. You will see a drop-down menu that says why support Aspire. Click on that, and it'll tell you everything you need to know, okay? And all gifts are, of course, tax-deductible, and you will be sent a receipt. This is an interesting series of questions I have for you today. At least I think they are, and I hope that they serve you all well. These are the type of questions I often get. I keep every question ever put to me and try to formulate a program around it. So it's taken me a little bit to get these, but I think you'll understand why they're so important as you begin to listen to them. First one comes from Jean. I listen to you, Mr. Penn, and I think that you believe that you are the only teacher that knows anything about spirituality. What makes you think you're so special, Jean? Jean, if you knew me, if you really knew me, you wouldn't have been able to write this question. But since you don't know me, it is my honor to answer this question, and it's a legitimate question, and I welcome it. I find with teachers that I have, heard of, read, even talked to, that there is this Pollyanna sellout that they like to do, because they're in the business of spirituality. I am not in the business of it. Now, if you're going to be in the business of spirituality, you have to say things that people can understand, say things that people appreciate, and can kind of work around their imaginations and build a fundamental kind of fortress of philosophy that tells them that they are right. That's the business of spirituality. You read books from various authors, people who have made a ton of money off of people's desire to think they're spiritual. And you can make a ton of money. You really can. All you got to do is tell them what they want to hear. And every teacher is a psychologist at heart. Wayne Dyer was a big one. And when the psychological thing kind of died in the early 90s or mid 90s, he switched over to being spiritual. He was probably one of the ones that was most evident in switching gears and trying to make money, revive his books and the selling of his books. You have to say certain things, Gene. You have to say that, you know, you're special and you're the star in the sky and you're unique and you can have everything you want. You know, it's everything you want you can have. And when people hear this and they're impoverished or they're dealing with keeping everything together financially, and it's very difficult to do that these days, you get a sense inside yourself of, oh, this guy understands how to make more money, have better health, have a better home life. And that's better than what I'm doing now, so maybe I should look into that. That's the business, Gene. There is money in Dunbar Hills, as I always say, when you are telling people what they want to hear. Nothing pleases people more than believing that they are right. Nothing is more important to the human being than to think of itself as being correct, right. And that's what people do, and that's what people want. Now, you get down to me. I'm not in the business. I am trying to help a select few, I guess. I didn't know it when I started out, but I guess that's the case. Who are seeking a different way, a different light. They're not looking to have a better life. They're not looking for more money and stuff. These people have found a sense of a pull inside. They're looking for what makes us the way we are. They're looking at life from an entirely different point of view. They're looking to awaken spiritually. And that is totally different than using what you would call maybe spiritual principles to make you comfortable or to get you things that you want in your life. It's not about that at all. Many things will come and many things will go. I am interested in the person who is seeking inward evolution, the evolution of awakening, the evolution of going to a certain place inside where there are no thoughts. There is no need for thoughts. There's no need for right and wrong and duality. It is a place of wordlessness. It is a place within us all where we cultivate consciousness. And we're not trying to get what we want all the time, vying and jockeying for a position to get something we want. That's the person I am most interested in. Now, I have looky-loos who come and go. And when they truly realize that I'm very serious about the fact of spiritual evolution and what we have to do within ourselves to create that evolution, that maturing, that growing, that metamorphosis, they quit or they can't go on because that's not where they're at. That's not where they're positioned in their bodies. We position ourselves in a certain posture, Gene. This posture either is pointed towards evolution, maturing, growing into the silence, or it's about getting what we want. And then there are those, of course, who think they're very clever and think you can have both. But that's not important to me. The outer extremities of our life, the outer things that we go through are not as meaningful as the inward progress we are seeking to move into. So, Gene, I am not thinking of myself as the only teacher. I am teaching what my students can hear. I'm calling them. I'm beckoning them to come and be with me. Come again and come again and come again and be with me. Because in all of this, there is an evolution. We are not just human beings, sapiens. There is something deep inside of us, a profoundness deep inside that we forget, that we just simply are not much interested in because we're so busy trying to get that person, that baby, that car, that home, that money. We're just trying to survive, and we don't see any real reason why taking this path of inner awakening could help all of that. And I understand that, and that's for the pedestrian mentality. But what I'm offering to you is something deeply, deeply esoteric. So, Gene, I'm not for you. That's all. It's not a matter of lesser or better. I'm just not appealing to you for obvious reasons. Your boat's going this way and my boat's going that way. And no one is to say that you're wrong or I'm right. That's up to you. I don't feel like I'm the only one, but I am one of very few that are. And that's just the way it is in this world. We don't honor the things that are most important. We like the frivolous. And because we like frivolous things and frivolous people, because we are frivolous, we're drawn to that. We can't help it. It's like a moth to the flame. I understand. But I hope that you understand where you're at and what's going on for you. And I'm honored that you even take the time to write me and take the time to listen. And I hope my explanation was helping you understand a little bit more. Please forgive me. Really forgive me, Gene. Namaste. People have odd ideas about those of us who they've never met who are out there trying to serve humankind, help you with something that is so foreign. It must be very difficult to listen to me or watch me on TV at times because your mind can't follow it. There's no pot of gold there, so it makes it very difficult. The next one comes from Jack. He lives in Las Vegas, Nevada. Do you believe you're right? And are you right, Jack? Well, like Gene, I don't go into right, and I don't go into wrong. There are paths you can take. Some are lesser, and some are greater. That doesn't make them right or wrong. It just means that if you take the higher road, you live on the higher plane. If you live on a medium plane, you live in the medium plane. And if you live emotionally and psychologically all the time, it's the lower plane. And there's nothing wrong with any of these. No one put us there but ourselves. So I don't look at it in terms of right and wrong. I look at it as opportunity. That's how I look at all of this. All of this that I am teaching you or trying to teach you is an opportunity to elevate. Some people can hear that and they go for it. I'm not saying to you, you must follow me, I'm right, because if you don't, you're going to blah, 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 whatever it is you want to believe. But I am saying this to you. If you are tired of your futility yet, if you've had enough of living from the body to the body, from the emotions back to the emotions, if you have had enough of all of that, then I can help you and I'm your man. But if you don't do that, if that is not your gig, if that is not your care, if that is not something that appeals to you, then I'm not your guy. You have to decide how you're going to live this beautiful experience that we are in. And it isn't about living right or living wrong. Everything that we do is a matter of our karma, and we have one of two ways to go about it. I can fight my karma. I can resist it. And I see it maybe in circumstances or conditions in my life that are uncomfortable or unkind or difficult. And I can fight those things if I want and try to make an issue out of all of it by fighting it. Any one of us can do that. Or I can follow it. I don't need to fight it. I just follow my karma. I follow it here. I follow it there. I follow where it goes here. I follow where it goes there. I don't fight it. I'm open to it. What is it that I'm being led to? Don't you feel at all at times, Jack, in your life that you're being led to something? That you're being taken somewhere that is significant? And just because it's something that our senses and our emotions may not like or may not consider very important doesn't mean that we shouldn't be there, that we shouldn't be looking at these things. It just means that there they are, there's the stuff. What are we going to do about it? And if I am smart, if I'm wise, I will not fight with the things that are around me. I will look into the things that live within me. And then I will understand why there are things around me and what that's all about. You ask me, do you believe you're right? And are you? I don't give that any consideration at all, Jack. I'm not here to lead you or anyone else down the right path. I'm here to share the path. I'm here to share the spiritual path that is the obvious. What is that? It's about living in an unconscionable generosity. Unconscionable. Where you are giving and loving and sharing and forgiving. And when you forgive and can awaken, you change everything in your life and everything in your world. I have many students who are quasi-interested in all of this, but many of them don't have the horsepower. They can't transcend their own thinking. They give in to their emotionality, and they allow it to tamper with their whole life and make their life miserable. And if you want to do that, you certainly can. And I'm not going to get in your way. I really am not. But I'm going to offer you the alternative. And even if I did get in your way, what good would it do? There isn't anything that I could do for you or get you to change. And I don't want that. I want you to see the light for yourself. Once you understand the light, once you understand the meaning of it within yourself, you will have everything you need in that moment to transcend, to live beyond the beyond. And that will be very meaningful to you. Trust me, it will. So, Jack, I don't worry about being right. I serve my students. I do the very best I can to bring them to a place where love is a possibility, where true love can unfold beyond emotion and beyond thought, beyond belief, beyond circumstance and condition. I give them the chance to truly mature. And that's all it's about for me. And if a student can follow that way, then I am honored. And if they can't, I'm still honored that they tried. It doesn't matter. One way or the other, we all get it, if you know what I mean. Please forgive me. Namaste. The last question comes from Jules. Does not tell me where they live. Can I at any time awaken? Can I get what you're saying and teaching without meditating? I just can't meditate. Jules. Oh, Jules. So many have come to me like this in the course of my career. Everybody can meditate. Everybody. The willingness to drop all the stuff that would keep me from meditation is the real question. And a lot of people just can't do that. They are not ready to do that. They don't have the focus. They don't see the futility of it all, of living emotionally. So it takes time and effort. You have to be mindful of your own situation and your own being. You can come and sit and be with a teacher and listen to what they have to say, like you're listening to me. And maybe you go on the Aspire website and watch the TV programs I've done on the various teachings of Buddha, Lhasa, Jesus. There's nothing wrong with that. Go look, go listen, go watch. And while you're looking, listening, and watching, keep feeling that deep inside. What is it that draws me to this? What is it that makes this even remotely interesting to me? Just keep watching that. Ignore my words. Keep watching that. If you do that, eventually you will find the meaning of what I'm talking about here. And that meaning is the meaning of your life and the meaning of your living. You will start to see who and what you are. That is a very valuable moment. You see, the meaning of the moment is in silence. The more profound your silence is, the more deafening the truth will be to you. If you live in silence and can withstand the idea of not having to think all the time, but to enter into the quiet place where there is no need for thought, even if you just get a glimpse of it, in the gap, the pause, the spaces, you will find a profound meaning in your meditation, and that will be enough. You have to take it as you feel it, deep inside you, beyond your emotions. And if you can connect to that feeling that is beyond your emotions, you will know the meaning of everything that is spiritual. Meditation is such a simple thing. We do Tibetan pulsing meditation in my group where it has to do with breath work and tone and allowing the tones to influence, allowing the tones to awaken, allowing the tones to beckon you back into the nature of yourself. Because in this universe, there is nothing but tone and light. This is the vibration of life. It is the resonance of living consciously. So all of that is there for you, every inch of it. That's why we do what we do in meditation, because after it's all over, you will feel this resonation, and then you can decide whether or not you want to enter into consciousness, and that is a very big choice. One day maybe we'll talk about that. Thank you for your beautiful question, Jules. I'm deeply moved by it. Please forgive me. Namaste. I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. Thank you, my questioners. Thank you, my sponsors. Thank you. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.